Good morning, I am Senior Member Simon, and this is the matter. Owners Corporation Strata Plan. I'm taking it your. And for the Owners Corporation?
Yeah, Michael Thompson.
Mr. Thompson, your role?
In that strata.
You're the strata manager?
Correct.
And with you?
And Tyson Major, who's also the strata manager.
Okay.
In that strata.
Right, so this is an application which has been brought by yourself, sir. There had been a request for an adjournment. I didn't quite understand on what basis, and neither did the member that before me, that's been denied. Is there any request for adjournment today?
Well, I have not had the chance to review any of the documents. The most I've looked at them is this morning. I have concerns regarding the authenticity of some of the...
Can we just step back one moment?
Yes.
On the last occasion, the matter was before the tribunal,
yes.
And thereafter, there were directions made for the providing of documents,
correct.
Including that you as the applicant provide your document with points of claim by the 4th of April 2018.
Mm-hmm.
In that regard, your documents came on the 27th of April 2018. Significantly late.
Yes.
So right now you've got no leave to rely on them. Right? Now, there have been documents that have come from the respondent, albeit 22nd of May 2018. Now, I would imagine that a good reason why they're late is because yours were late in the first place, right?
Yes.
So it's a little bit trite for you to sit here now saying that you haven't had an opportunity to deal with them. I mean, they did come on the 22nd of May. Yeah, it might have been a few sleepless nights, but they did come on the 22nd of May. It's your fault that they're late in the first place because yours came late. You didn't seek leave to extend time for those documents to come late. In fact, there's no leave to rely on them even now. Right? It's a little bit trite to turn up here today and say, look, or any day, quite frankly, and say, look, I want an adjournment, considering there's already been adjournments in this case, by the way, to say, I want an adjournment because they served their documents on the 22nd of May. Can we just park that issue for a moment?
Mm-hmm.
I have looked at the documents. I still don't understand what it is you want. What is it that you want?
Well, it's in my...
No, I'm asking you. Don't tell me it's in my... I told you I've looked at my documents and I haven't been able to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is not a forum where you come and you tell us your problems in general, right? And we're supposed to figure it out for you how this fits. This is a forum where you were told to put on points of claim and clearly identify the orders that you were seeking and on what basis in law and in fact that you could even seek those orders, right? And then I make a decision based on the application and the law and the facts. So what are the orders you're seeking and on what legal basis?
Well, failure to law number. So you have read this?
Yes. What are the orders you are seeking, sir?
Well, the removal of the owner's corporation and...
I can't remove an owner's corporation. On what legal basis can I remove an owner's corporation?
I was told that that could be done here.
By who?
By the member.
No. The member doesn't give you legal advice. The member very clearly told you this is to include points of claim setting out the legal and factual basis upon which the claim is made.
I believe I've done that.
No, you haven't. So tell me what orders you are seeking. Tell me in your own words what you want.
The removal of Nesrata as the managing page.
Okay, and then who would we put in its place?
Thinkstrata.
And are they here?
No, they weren't asked to come.
They don't have to be asked to come. So you bought this application,
yes.
Right? While there is some informality to the tribunal,
mm-hmm.
it's not just you turn up and you tell us your story. Right? It's a legal process.
Yes.
And it's not good enough to keep saying to me, the last member told me, right, or I wasn't told. It's up to you to formulate your case in law, having, if you need to, get advice from a lawyer, right? You don't just get snippets of information and then say this is advice. It's not advice.
Well,
so let me get this clear. I think what you're saying is, right, is that you want the appointment of a compulsory strata manager because you say that the scheme is completely dysfunctional.
Correct.
So you understand that it's not enough that there's just some slippage in the scheme. It's not enough that you just don't like certain things about the scheme. It's got to be completely dysfunctional.
Yes.
And you say you meet that case.
Yes.
Right. And you say you haven't read the respondent's documents.
Correct.
Right. Well, I've read the respondent's documents. It didn't take me that long. A lot of the documents that are in the respondent's documents are what you have anyway. Right? I'm happy to give you half an hour to read the documents, if that's what you want, right? And this matter will proceed. But quite frankly, there's not. I don't think there's anything in these documents that's quite remarkable,
okay,
or that you wouldn't have seen before.
Okay. Well, then let's proceed.
No, I'm happy to give you the half an hour. I need you to read them. I find it very surprising that you've been told for 2 days this matter's not going to be adjourned, and you haven't even read the... We'll flip through the documents.
I'm going on holidays tomorrow. I did inform NCAT that I will be going on holidays as of tomorrow, and yet they scheduled the tribunal meeting for today.
Yes.
I've been packing the last 2 nights, and I have not had the chance to...
Well, sir, I mean, the other option is if you want to withdraw this claim...
No.
...and we dismiss it, when you've got time to deal with it, after you come from the holidays, right... you can make a new application. But to say to us, oh, I'm going on holidays, you've provided your documentation, like, I haven't bothered to read what really are, as I said, many of the documents you've already seen before, and let's adjourn it because I'm going on holidays, is quite frankly not appropriate.
Okay.
So you've got one or two options. I'll give you half an hour to have a look at these documents, right? Or you can withdraw your application. When you're ready to bring a new application, you've got time to deal with these applications, you bring it.
Okay, I'll take half an hour.
Right. Do you have anything to say about anything that I've just said? You don't have an adjournment application, do you?
No, we originally contacted the tribunal after we didn't receive the documents and asked what was happening. We haven't received them. We contacted Mr. To see what was happening with the documents. He said that he was contacting you guys and had sought more time. We then received the documents. So we would like to proceed because this is costing the AMS Corporation money for us being here, and we just want the matter dealt with so then we can all move on.
All right, well then it's half an hour and I'll be back. So if the time is 9:30, I'll be back at 10.
Yep.
Thank you.
come in, it's just in the bathroom.
Okay. Have you had an opportunity to read those documents?
I have looked through some of them, yes.
Okay. Do you need more time? Is that what it is?
No.
So is there anything in those documents that has taken you by surprise or you say you can't deal with?
I have the concern regarding the authenticity of one document.
Which document?
In NetStrata's folder is on page 165.
So you've got all the way there, which is good.
Well, going back and forth, back and forth.
Sorry?
Well, going back and forth, back and forth.
Okay. Well, as I said, I'll give you time to keep reading.
I can read on the fly as we approach.
Okay, well, I've given you that opportunity,
yes.
Just know that. You won't be later on able to complain about it. So you're questioning the authenticity of a locksmith document. What would you have done in relation to that?
No, well, living on site.
Yes, but what would you have done in response had you seen this document earlier?
I would have asked for the proof of email being received for this.
So you want the email that attached this, is that what you're saying? You think that that would have assisted? Do you have that?
Or a screenshot of
as in
the inbox with a preview. So you've got...
Well, I can't... I decide what happens, but I just need to understand what it is that you would say would assist. So was this attached to an email, this tax invoice?
It would have been received electronically, so it would have been come in electronically by email.
And do you have access to those emails?
I might on my phone. It does don't have Wi-Fi.
No, sorry.
I might. Oh, it's 2015.
Probably not.
Probably not. It would be in the archive emails. We would still have it because we record everything. But I wouldn't have it on me.
Well, I mean, it'll become a matter of weight whether or not that was or wasn't. What you're saying is that's doctored or something. Is that what you're saying?
Potentially, yes.
Okay, anything else that raises issue for you?
No.
Alright.
Not that I could see as
well. Okay. Well, sir, I've had a look through your documents. I can't actually see a formal statement has been made by you. I can see that there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pages worth of submissions, which I think is what your statement is. Is that right?
Yes.
Right. So what I might do is start by swearing the parties in. You can tell me whatever you want to tell me about your documents, right? I'll hear from you in response.
Yep.
And if either party needs to ask questions by way of cross-examination, they can do that. And we'll proceed in that way. So can I? You can give either an oath or an affirmation that you what you tell the tribunal is true. An oath is when you swear by God. An affirmation is when you affirm. I don't mind which one you do. But you need to do one. Oath or affirmation, sir?
Affirmation.
Affirmation. Affirmation.
Can I get you all to stand up? Do you solemnly and sincerely declare and affirm that the evidence you will give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Good, take a seat. Thank you. What do you want to tell me, sir?
In regards to this document, why?
Well, whatever.
General.
Yep.
There have been a number of failings.
Oh, there is one other question. Sorry, just on stop you for a moment. The only documents I have before me that I will be looking at, as I understand it, is a folder of documents with those 7 submissions and their attachments that were received from you, and the folder of documents that we've just been talking about that were received from you on the 22nd of May. The parties aren't relying on any other documents, are they?
I do have photos, but they're just
where are they?
Of the building.
Well, why haven't they been provided?
I did provide them initially, and I was told by the person at the front desk to just hold on to them and bring them on the day.
No. The last directions that were made said that you needed to provide anything you wanted to rely on to the tribunal and the other side, right? So if you wanted to rely on photographs, you needed to provide photographs.
I've provided some.
Well, I'm asking you why, I mean, first of all, you haven't even explained why your documents are late, right? But they were. And we're still being told right now, right, that you still haven't provided all the documents. You were told to provide all documents legible and in colour if the original was in colour. Right? So why haven't you provided the documents that you now say you want to rely on?
No, I just do have more. So I do have some here, but if you would like to see more, I do have...
It's not about what I like to see. It's about what you want to provide. So are you saying you want to provide further documents?
Look, if there are questions, then I do have more pictures to prove a point if required.
It's not about proving a point. Are you saying you want leave to provide further documents?
When you say leave...
You don't just get... Okay, so there's something called procedural fairness, which I don't think you're actually understanding, right? You have to prove your case. Mm-hmm. You're the applicant. In order to do that, there's something called procedural fairness in the tribunal. We don't make these directions for the fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that's why this was adjourned on the last occasion, right? You have to put out your case to the other side in full,
mm-hmm.
so they have an opportunity to respond. And they have to put out their case to you in full, so you have an opportunity to respond. Right? You don't just get to turn up here and put up other stuff. Now, if you are asking for that, I need good reason as to why I should allow that. Okay. All right. So, they're the two sets of documents that I'm relying on right now. That you're all relying on right now, sorry. Okay, you can go ahead now.
Okay, over the years, the building has deteriorated considerably. Lack of maintenance, things not being actioned at all.
Where's the evidence for that?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? What evidence is particular to that?
Start at page 27, we have the architect. Architects were requested on the 4th of November 2015 regarding the courtyard, also regarding the garbage area. Mr. Thompson was meeting in February 2016, the architect, that those drawings weren't submitted until 20th September 2017. A year delay for an architect, for whether it's the garbage area or the courtyard. The garbage area is a significant problem. It's small. Needed to be expanded, and that was one of the issues raised regarding the architect. It was also requested that a lock be put on that in 2015, and I think about 2 years later a lock was put on that door. As a result, we have suffered significant loss in extra cleaning fees due to that.
How do you prove that? How do you show me that? How do I know you had extra cleaning fees?
Okay, if we go to page 150.
Doesn't have anything about cleaning fees.
The picture is... That's a 158.
Yes.
Every week, that was left for the cleaners to clean up.
Well, when was this photo taken and who took it?
I took it.
When?
Okay, that is why I sent an email to NCAT saying, look, I have over 1,000 photos. Some are time dependent, some are day dependent.
I'm asking about this photo. When was this photo taken?
I couldn't tell you the exact date. I have to go into my documents to
Not yet. Write it down and you can ask questions about it. Write down so you don't forget.
So it was requested 4th of November 2015 to have the lock installed, and the lock was installed 10th of May 2017, 553 days it took to install the lock from the day it was requested. And as a result, we were left with that on a weekly basis, rats running around, young children.
Can I ask, there's how many lots in this scheme?
48
lots. And none of the other lot owners have put on submissions about the dysfunctionality?
I've got documented in here the number, in particular the secretary and other members of the committee are not happy.
Where does it say that?
Page 421.
But they're not here to tell me that, are they?
No, but they have their emails.
They've had the opportunity to put on submissions and they haven't. But anyway, let's have a look at 421, which has crosses through it. I'm not sure why.
Oh, because the page numbering was incorrect.
So, what is this that I'm looking at 421?
So that's the summary of each of the pages.
Yeah, but what is it? What is this document?
Well, this is just emails from various people on the committee.
Is it your summary?
The summary of the ongoing...
But is it your summary? Did you put this summary together?
Yes.
So it's a summary that you put together?
Yes, so each section has its own summary of each of the pages contained.
Okay. And so which one am I looking at 421?
So there are a number of issues raised to the owners' corporation regarding theft of owners' corporation property or unlawful removal.
Where? You told me to go to page 421. What am I looking at?
Okay.
So can I, just while you're doing that, so I get this right. These are just comments you make and your own summary all the time. So you put the date in.
No, so I have emails, whether it's from Mr. Thompson, from other... committee members, and then I put that in and summarise that in each section.
Okay. All right. Well, where am I? What am I looking at on page 421?
Okay. So page 430.
It's a different page, but yeah. 430. The one. Okay.
429.
No, but what am I looking at 430? You don't just take me to the page. What does 430 show me?
So wrong page, 429.
Okay. Third time lucky, hopefully. What am I looking at here?
So he was a secretary. He was saying that basically there's no communication from the strata manager, no updates on anything, no email correspondence, since we've all talked, no action. So.
Okay, has he provided a statement or anything like that in these proceedings?
No.
But all of the parties have been served with the directions, is that right?
I don't
know. Well, we've sent that to them.
Oh, okay.
Have you spoken to any of them about these proceedings?
I've spoken to the next door neighbour.
Yep, and they certainly didn't take part in them.
He provided some documents.
Okay, which documents are they?
Regarding the leak of his downpipe.
Right. Anything else you want to tell me, sir?
That's an email from the secretary to the committee. I think
same person?
Yes, I think that summarises significantly the issues.
Yeah. Anything else?
Yes, on page 439.
Yeah, interesting, page 439, and response. She doesn't seem to be as critical as this, of the strata manager.
That was the ones that recommended him.
Mm-hmm. So what am I looking at, 439?
Issue with the garbage area.
Same person.
It's worse every day.
Yeah.
Fire stairs. Fountain still hasn't been fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Visitor car park management still a mess. Entry stairs a mess. No quarterly reports. Any actions implemented. No site inspection reports provided on a regular basis. None provided whatsoever.
Okay, I can see that. It's Mr. The
yes.
same stratum. Anyone else? Secretary, anyone else complain?
Yes, Mr. As I mentioned regarding...
What page is that?
Starting page 85.
So this is your summary again?
Yes.
And that's at page 87.
Starting 85.
Well, that's his... He's asking... them to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they say the roofers are booked in for Friday.
Yeah.
And I'll follow up why they haven't been contacted.
Well, it's taken 160 days.
Where does it say that?
On page 86.
86?
Yeah, in the summary. That's when... that was repaired.
Well, no, you show me. These are just your comments. You show me where it says it's taken 160 days in these documents. That's just your assertion. In fact, if I look at his email trail,
mm-hmm.
which he has with NetStrata, he's asking questions about his roof, his pay TV, and they're answering him.
Okay, if you have a look at page 122, at the top, now he says, nope, he promised me it would be done in April 21, then again on June 9, along with the fountain, nothing has happened, maybe he should withhold his fees.
That's to you.
Yeah.
What's that in response to? Oh, that's the one below?
Well, that's in regards to... Oh, yeah, any move on the drain pipe.
Anything else?
Well, for the fountain, if you go to page 125, it's not in this section, but... The fountain was decommissioned by Mr. Thompson. No owners were informed of it.
125 is again just... Sorry. Is a letter? There's an email?
An email, yes.
From Mr.
Thompson? Yes, to Mr. Thompson. Asking why the fountain hasn't been fixed.
Yeah. And what was the response?
That he decommissioned it. Mr. asked, well, shouldn't that be a decision that the owners' corporation or owners make? Fountain has been working for approximately 2 years. I asked Mr. Thompson to repair the fountain. He said he would. Then at a general meeting, he was asked to repair it again. Still not working.
Okay. What else?
We have requested insurance, details of insurance brokerage. Mr. Thompson has refused to provide that on a number of occasions.
Where have you requested it? And where has he refused?
Page 171. So on page 174.
Yeah. What about 174?
The 1, 2, 3, fourth dot point at the top for mm-hmm. the breakdown of insurance, including brokerage fees. Mr.
Well, that's the breakdown of insurance. That's not the insurance policy.
Yeah, the breakdown of the brokerage fees. The next drive did not disclose the commission or the brokerage charge to the owners' corporation.
And where do they say no? Where do they say that?
Mr. Thompson on page 172 says, Dickman's phone works are being actioned as per the safety report. The items not listed here are not a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
So he basically says, I'm going to do the safety report. No other issues that were agreed to at the meeting or that you have noted in your email, I'd like to be actioning those.
Yes?
Yep. I also request a copy of those, of the brokerage.
Are you on the committee?
I used to be. I resigned because of the incompetence of Mr. Thompson.
And how long's the contract with the strata manager?
I think maybe another year.
Another year. And when was the last time it was renewed?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. And who did... And so they had been strata managers and they got renewed?
No, we had a 1 year contract with NetStrata.
Yeah.
It was renewed at that time.
And so the executive committee voted for that to be renewed?
Yes.
So it seems a bit weird to me that an executive committee that is so fundamentally unhappy, as you suggest, with this strata committee,
mm-hmm.
would then vote them back.
Well, he's very convincing.
Oh. Okay. Yep, okay. Just while you're looking for that, can I ask Mr. Thompson, do you know if the Strata Committee knows about these proceedings?
Yes.
They do?
Yeah.
And you've spoken to them?
Correct.
Okay. I mean, I can see that they've been sent notices. None of them are here.
The previous who's on the Strata Committee, she came to the previous one, and we pretty much just decided that we would represent them so they wouldn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to insurance, on page 79.
Yep.
Mr. Thompson, if you could provide the brokerage breakdown. He only allows me to view the documents at his office and he refuses to email them. He suggested two dates and two different times. I could not attend either of those.
Sir,
and I still have
that's incredible. Do you know that's incredible? You just said he wouldn't provide them. It's not, now you're telling me, it's not that he doesn't provide them. It's that he said you can come and view them at his office. Now, it may be that you don't have time, but that doesn't sound to me like somebody who won't provide them, as if they're hiding them. I mean, and you know, this is required for NCAT, A Current Affair, and the Owners Corporation. They're the kind of emails he's getting. And he says, I'll provide them in my office. Now, if you don't have time to go, that's a different thing. But to say he won't provide them as if he's hiding them somewhere, your exact words were he said he wouldn't give them to us, they just don't provide them. That's not what he said. He said you can come and see them in my office.
Well, he didn't provide them to the secretary when he asked for them in the email.
But he did say to you, you can come and see them in my office.
Yes.
And you thought that you had other things to do and you couldn't go.
According to section 183, inspection of this division can take place in a number of means, and if an applicant and the owners' corporation fail to reach an agreement within 3 days after the owners' corporation receives the application, the owners' corporation must immediately give the applicant in writing notice fixed or specified time on a specified date or a specified means for the inspection to take place.
Where does that say he has to email them to you?
Well, means can be electronic.
It can be. It's not a must. But that's not what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about your statement that he wouldn't, as if he was hiding them. He gave you the opportunity. You might not like the way he gave it to you, but it would be dishonest to say he didn't give you the opportunity, which is what you were saying to me.
Okay, my apologies. I'm sorry.
Yes, what else?
And as I mentioned, the brokerage fees have not been disclosed.
No, you haven't taken up the opportunity to go find them.
No, I actually do have.
He said you could investigate the documents at his office.
But no, I already do have one. I just wanted all of them.
So yes, I said to you, he offered you the opportunity to go inspect them at his office and you chose not to take it.
Yes.
Okay.
Any commissions or brokerage be disclosed to the owners' corporation?
You're not here to cross-examine me. What else do you want to tell me?
And there's cracked concrete that was meant to be repaired. That's on page 47.
Yeah.
That to date has not been actioned. I'm going to go in order. Page 49. It was requested in November 2015 and it was provided almost a year later, which held back a lot of other works.
What's this?
A report regarding the concrete leaking. We already had a previous report. All they needed to do was basically give them a call and ask them to follow up on that. So that was done 1 year later. Entry codes to the building were changed without any prior notice to any of the residents. Only after the fact there was any notice, email or letters were dropped off into the letterboxes of the residents. Some notice should have been given. The front step, that was Mr. Thompson was seeing, it's on page 136. November, the front steps repairs to be considered for approval. Then in March 2016, Mr. Thompson says he's arranged builders to come and have a look at the deteriorating steps. March 17, Mr. Thompson changed his tune and said that Now that nothing's been done, he will then put that into the scope of works for the courtyard. That was almost 2 years until there was some sort of action on that. Garbage room we've looked at. Lighting. The lights have been on during the day and not on at night. This was brought to Mr. Thompson's attention. And if I go to page 200. March 2017, at a meeting, an audit was requested of the lights. I don't know what was carried out, but there had been no change to any of the lights whatsoever. They're still on during the day, not on at night.
How do you show me that?
Well, I did have one photo here, but as I mentioned, I did have many photos there.
Which lights are they?
The front foyer lights, the front entry light, and all foyer lights inside.
On all day?
Yes.
Every day of the week, all of those lights are on?
Yes. We're paying for that. Actually, the front, so the courtyard, according to meeting notes, should have been started either in April or May this year, and I don't believe anything has commenced to this date. I complained to the Department of Fair Trading and the SCA regarding...
yes, I know, and they found no problem.
Yes, because... they misinformed the Department of Fair Trading.
Sorry?
They lied to the Department of Fair Trading.
They lied to the Department of Fair Trading. Yes. Just be careful how you say things.
Okay.
How did they lie to the Department of Fair Trading?
In regards to the fountain, Mr. Burrell, the licensee, claims that the repairs to the fountain were significant and were addressed at the 2016 AGM, which they were not. Special levies were raised to repair the fountain, and it wasn't even mentioned in there. I actually asked...
So Fair Trading just took their lies, did they?
Yes.
Okay, so what else do you want to tell me?
The fountain hasn't been repaired.
Okay.
There was a theft of owner's corporation property. Mr. Thompson denied several times knowing anything regarding the removal of those wheel clamps. I called the police. The police investigated, and the police said that the owners contacted Mr. Thompson and that he would have the wheel locks removed. We've never seen the wheel locks ever since.
Okay.
So he lied at the Owners Corporation meeting, or AGM, when he was asked several times of the whereabouts of the...
So can I get this right? You'd got on wheel clamps to put on people's cars?
According to the bylaws, yes.
According to the bylaws?
Yes.
You get to put wheel clamps on people's cars?
Well, we have bylaws which state that, yes.
And who was putting the wheel clamps on the cars?
I was.
Wow. Okay. We'll get to that. Yeah, what else do you want to tell me? So have you had some legal advice?
No.
Okay. You go to unlock all this effort... and you don't get yourself some legal advice?
Well, I did contact a lawyer, and he said since the matter's going through MCAT, he won't get involved.
He can get involved.
That's what he said.
Okay. Yep.
Would you want to see the emails from the police regarding the wheel clamping? The wheel clamps?
Saying what?
Well, basically conflicting Mr. Thompson's acknowledgement that he knew nothing of the removal of the wheel clamps.
Yeah, sure, show me.
So page 610.
610?
Yes.
That's, yep. Well, that's just your comments.
Okay, 624. There's an email from customer.
Yep.
He says, I've spoken with the owner of the Corolla who stated that they believe the locksmith removed the wheel clamps, however the owner never saw or spoke to the locksmith. I've been unable to get in contact with the owner of the BMW, though no contact number listed. Several times to contact the Toyota matter with no avail, left messages. Mr. Thompson never got him back to him. On page 623, yet again from customer. He's spoken
with...
Page
623.
He's spoken with the strata manager in question, spoken with the other
resident. Where are you reading from?
Halfway down. Yeah. So, he's another.
Well, concern. Where does that say anything about what the strata manager said?
On the very top as well.
No, where does that say it?
Where does what say what?
Sorry, sir, you just told me that he told police he didn't know anything about it. Where does it? Where
no,
does
he
that...
told the owner's corporation.
Yes, and where...
at an AGM.
So what did he tell police?
At the very top of 623, he stated that locksmith was unable to access the key, so he attended and removed the clamp from the silver BMW and placed it alongside the cleaner's room in the underground car park. He stated that he did not remove the clamp from the Corolla.
Okay.
Which, yet the Corolla contacted Mr. Thompson, and they did not speak to the locksmith, yet the wheel clamp was removed.
Sorry?
So the Corolla said that they never spoke to the locksmith, and they didn't organise a locksmith.
The owners of the Corolla?
Yes.
Where's their evidence?
Well, this is from the police constable.
Yes.
So, on page 620, from Mr. Thompson, I did not remove the wheel clamp, so I'm unsure what you're referring to. Since then, the wheel clamps have not been replaced. Mr. Thompson did not notify the owners' corporation that the wheel clamps were removed by him or that they had gone missing.
You don't read the whole emails, do you?
Yes.
I did not remove the wheel clamps, so I'm unsure of what you're referring to. Attached is the standard procedure of handling a breach of bylaw. It should be noted that residents are not permitted to wheel clamp vehicles. Any such doing without the owner's corporation's permission will be reported to the police and is a chargeable offence.
Because I was no longer part of the owner's corporation, the executive committee.
But you were doing it anyway.
I resigned just before this.
But you were doing it anyway.
Well, the last time, yes.
Yes. So, sir, you're talking to me about a dysfunctional scheme where you go and wheel clamp cars. Quite a significant thing. Without being on the owner's corporation, executive committee, and without the permission. Well, and you want to talk to me about a dysfunctional system.
One of the vehicles... vehicles was left wheel clamped for 2 weeks.
Who wheel clamped it?
I did. Mr. Thompson asked the owner's corporation if somebody could remove the wheel clamp because he's busy and unable to.
Well, you decide to wheel clamp a vehicle without authorization, and you want to complain that the strata manager asks someone who might have the ability to remove the wheel clamp to do it. Okay.
So nobody removed the wheel clamp for 2 weeks.
Did you think to remove the wheel clamp that you'd put there unauthorized?
I told Mr. Thompson that as I'm no longer on the committee and he's not doing very much around the building, that he should have removed it.
Yeah, okay. So you didn't remove it? No. But you put it there?
Yes.
Without authorisation?
In this instance, yes.
And now you want to complain that no one removed it? That's incredible. Okay.
The owner's corporation has done that for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Then regarding to that side door, there's a tax invoice here for $192.50, which isn't on the expenditure of the strata plan.
Sorry?
So an invoice that Mr. Thompson has included for supposedly works done.
Yeah.
Which I have not seen any works done on that door. And there's a photo in here as well. This expense has not been claimed as an expense in the owner's corporation expenses.
How do I know that?
It's on page...
Okay, so it's, the invoice is there, but how do I know it hasn't been claimed?
It's on page 241 of my document.
So you can't find it here, is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay, what else? So the strata scheme hasn't been charged for something, that's what you're complaining about?
No, I'm saying that it hasn't been repaired, because I walk through that gate every day, and that there is a claim here, or an invoice here, that it has been repaired, yet this invoice is not in our expenditure.
Okay. So you haven't paid for it. The owner's corporation hasn't paid for it. That's all I could get from the expenditure, that it hasn't been paid for.
Well, it hasn't been repaired.
That's not what I'm asking you. So all I could understand from that is that the owner's corporation hasn't actually been paid for it.
That's one possible assumption.
Well, what else? What other assumption could there be?
That it's
if it hasn't been repaired, that's one thing. Put that to one side. But the very fact that it's not on here... would suggest it hasn't been paid for.
Or you can talk to me about it.
Or it's a false invoice.
Yes.
You make some pretty remarkable allegations, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Page 4 of my documents.
Extremely deceptive, grossly incompetent, lazy, lying thieves.
Yes, that's actually page 4. So this was from somebody sent me a private email on product review, and they said that they took Michael Thompson to Fair Trading, and they actually misled Fair Trading.
This is not relevant to me. I don't know who this person is.
Neither do I.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly
but
the point.
Their experience.
Anything else? That's not relevant to me.
There's a lot of items left in the car park area, storage.
Where's the photos?
So 682, so at the back. Some more photos of the garbage area, but also...
When were these photos taken? And by who?
I would have taken the bottom two, the next door neighbour who had the issue with the drain pipe, who actually stopped paying his fees until the drain was repaired.
Is that
yes. So he took the top two and he included those.
And when were these photos taken?
I couldn't tell you when he took the top ones. The bottom ones would have been taken maybe a month ago.
And where is that?
Well, the top ones are the garbage room, and the bottom ones are in the car park area.
And how long were they in the car park area like that for?
That's been like a few, 2 years.
Those items have been there for 2 years?
Yep.
When did you cease being on the committee?
I think it probably been early 16.
Mm-hmm. Before or after you were on the committee?
These photos?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, the documents. Sorry, the items. So when you were on the committee, were they on the, in there?
Not as many. Possibly there may have been. I couldn't tell you exactly. But it has increased over time.
Yeah. Okay, anything else, sir?
The intercom and the leak next, well, 2 units across. Pages 527. So the next door neighbour had a problem with the intercom. He contacted Mr. Thompson.
Is that again Mr. The secretary?
No, different person.
And so who am I talking? Who are we talking about now? Yeah.
Oh, no, well, it's...
Okay, so where's the evidence that he contacted them?
There will be the next few emails. So starting from 5:30. He's contacted them.
When? Which one? 5:30, sir.
Very top.
Hi. Thanks for your email. Is this the intercom? So I've already booked the contractor.
Underneath.
So that was on the 30th of April?
Yes.
Can we organise... So he says... So is that the glass door buzzer that you're talking about?
Correct.
Right? And then on the 1st of May, they say, we've got a contractor to attend.
Yeah.
So they answer the next day.
The issue is that Mr. Thompson claims that he was looking for parts. The resident rang...
But that doesn't seem to me to be somebody who's not responding or doing anything about it.
No, but he's misleading.
He's misleading.
Yes. Well, read on.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so page 531, So this is Mr. Zing, I can't remember Mr. Zing's name. Hi, that's the owner. Just wanted to clarify from my last conversation with regards to Intercom that I spoke to the actual workmen and receptionist. They were only notified that Intercom wasn't
That's
working.
From Mr. E. Karaz.
That's his email address.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yep.
With regard to the Intercom, they were only notified the Intercom wasn't working the day before they came to fix it. They were not, as Michael from Nestrada said, looking for parts. 3 weeks ago, when I notified them, he had not spoken to them at all.
So when was it fixed?
Well, approximately 3 weeks later. But
3 weeks later?
Yes.
And
so
you say
that's
unreasonable?
No, I'm saying the point is that Mr. Thompson misled Mr. regarding the scope of works.
All right, anything else, sir?
Yes. The same resident had a leak in their unit, and the leak had basically gotten that big, and mould had formed on the ceiling of their apartment. The issue was raised in 2016, and the leak was fixed in 2017, July. Over a year or so, and the mould grew to 30 centimetres, 50 centimetres in diameter. There's a photo on page 550, but it doesn't really show much. And it shows the bulge. It does show the mould in there.
I can't see a photo. I can't even see. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that sort of mould is detrimental to people's health and it can actually kill.
Mm-hmm.
You touch on the front step. Regarding the service or the owner's corporation, the committee. I do have more emails.
Well, I'm only going to look what's in here.
Okay. I'm not sure if you read the rest of the meeting to the owners' corporation. Three quotes are requested that has never been done. Nestrada's lack of regular communication, updates from Strata manager. We were supposed to have a committee catch-up in February 2017, an invite for which should have been sent in December. Nothing has been received. We're paying 30% more for Strata. Fees, lower service. No ongoing correspondence, an update provided by the Strata manager and the committee has been namesake. Nestrada hasn't delivered on any of the below service deliverables outlined in their agreement. There is no physical evidence I can cite for any of these. Regular site inspections, preventative maintenance, dedicated Strata manager. He has gone AWOL from secretary. Strata health check, major expenditure items, nothing has been provided. Monthly financial statements and reports, never received even one monthly report in the past 2+ years. Net Strata, ongoing Strata manager, need to focus on regular operations and ongoing tasks to clear outstanding items. The only thing the company has done the past 2 years is attend the AGMs, which they have organised with a 4 to 6 month delay, and present the concrete slab works, fire steel works proposal, and over the 2 years, action some unit-specific minor issues with no strategic and broad focus on common property issues and complete lack of communication. It's not their own occupied home. They are managing, it's a strata plan, and the committee needs to be kept up to date on a regular basis. An email on page 443 from Mr. to the committee. I'd like to bring your immediate attention to the contents of the attached document. As most of you do not actually reside, you have no idea the constant struggle we have with Net Strata. I personally have been affected by them on more than one occasion, and I fear it will not be the last. I'm not the only one, and it's also clear to me that this company has no real grasp on the strata management concept. There is proof, and if anyone tells you any differently, they're wrong. In addition to what
he's
they're
not
doing...
here.
Sorry?
Why isn't he here?
People don't want to deal with these issues.
Oh.
It's easier to deal with, have someone else deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? I can read the email.
Okay. So a summary was provided of various issues.
This was last year in February.
Regarding the kitchen, apparently the kitchen is a major works, not a minor works, and plans and so on have to be provided to the owners' corporation. These were not.
Sorry?
For renovations of kitchens. Secretary Terry did request them, and the request was once again denied.
Sorry, what page?
Yeah, I don't know where you're from. What was this? 458.
Potentially.
The owner of a lot in a strata scheme may carry out for the purposes of minor renovations to common property in connection with the owner's lot with the approval of the owner's corporation given by resolution at a general meeting, or a special resolution is not required. Minor renovations includes renovating a kitchen, so it's not a major renovation at all.
Okay, but still requires plans to be provided to the owners' corporation.
That's not what it says. I just read it to you.
No.
It's a minor renovation.
It's part 6, Division 1, Common Property. Before obtaining the approval of the owners' corporation, owner of a lot must give written notice of proposed...
Can you read section 110, which is what I just read to you, which is the relevant section about renovating a kitchen? That's what I just read to you. That's section 100. You said to me it's a minor renovation. I'm telling you it's not.
Okay, but either way, plans should be provided.
Where does it say that? I just read it to you. It says the owner of a lot in a strata scheme may carry out for the work for the purposes of minor renovations.
Yeah.
And I just read to you, the first thing under minor renovations is renovating a kitchen, right?
Yep. Yeah.
To common property in connection with the lot owner with the approval of the owner's corporation given by resolution of a general meeting. Where does it say they have to have plans?
Section 110, section 4. Before obtaining the approval of the owner's corporation, owner of a lot must give written notice of proposed minor renovations, you know, including following details of the work, including...
Okay, and so where was this done?
Wasn't.
No, where was this work done?
To
which
somebody's
lot?
Unit.
Which one?
To find it. section 30, page 421.
Page 421?
Yes.
Section 30. Page 421 is your document.
Yeah. That's the summary.
Okay, so how do I know that some owner's done a kitchen renovation without complying with section 110?
I'm just trying to find it in my summary. Page 459.
Yes, what about it? The issue, are you talking about the from Mr. on the 9th of March 2017?
Yes.
To you?
No, to Mr. Thompson.
CC'd Mr. Thompson. It's true. I don't know who that is.
He's on the Owners Corporation.
Hi, Michael. This issue is a result of lot modifying the plumbing of apartment when they renovate, such as putting WC. We have historically always requested detailed drawing. Where is this kitchen renovation, sir?
458, down the bottom.
Lakeney entrance. Michael, kitchen replacement mostly entails some plumbing. I'm sorry, I don't understand what this is referring to. Where is this person that supposedly done a kitchen renovation that hasn't had approval from under section 110? Where is this? We have always considered this as major reno. Well, whether you've considered it or not is bad luck. It's a minor renovation under the Act.
Top of page 459. 9th of March, 415. Mr. Thompson wrote, I agree, lot 11 is replacing their kitchen and not modifying a common property.
Yeah. So what's...
Says, have you got in writing they are not going to make any changes to plumbing or electrical? So if they're renovating their kitchen, then they should provide plans.
Who says that?
The middle of page 458.
Okay.
Where I stay, they're just changing their bench top and kitchen cupboards, nothing to do with plumbing or electrical.
It's hardly a kitchen renovation.
But isn't that fall into kitchen renovations?
What, changing the bench top?
It doesn't affect common property.
This is renovating a kitchen.
Okay, sir.
That wasn't provided, plans or anything.
Yep, anything else? This section does not apply to the following work. All right. Anything else? Do you need to ask any questions? I've asked quite a few. Do you need to ask him any questions? You have an opportunity to cross-examine. That is to put to him any questions so as to challenge the evidence he's given.
Do I do that to him? Yes, to him.
Here? And if you can ask him the question about anything that's arisen.
Yep, okay. Right.
And then I'll let you make submissions about each of the things.
Okay, maybe I'll rely on that instead.
Well, if there's anything you want to challenge, you might want to ask him about it.
Okay.
I mean, I've asked quite a few.
Yeah, just a few quick challenges. So the first one that was raised, the authenticity of that invoice, okay, which is page 165 of our documents, the Owners Corporation's documents.
Yes.
On page 241 of The applicant's documents is a set of the financial statements, which is part of the new general meeting notice.
Sorry, on page what?
241.
Yep. Yep.
Down the, so on the right hand column under locks and doors, there is an invoice that's received from
241?
Yeah, just look at the, of his documents.
Oh, his.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, my fault.
Of his documents, the page number is also down the bottom.
The 241. Yep. Yep.
On the right hand side under locks and doors, there is an invoice for $175.
Right hand side, locks and doors.
Yep, so it's about, and of that column, it's about.
Because I'm looking at 241.
Yep.
Oh, so there's, okay, locks and doors, yep.
Yeah, so about two thirds of the way down.
Give me a date.
The 12th of the 1st, 2016.
Yep.
From experienced locksmiths, an invoice for $175.
Yep.
The accounts are GST exclusive.
Yeah, and that's that account.
Yep.
That's part of the misleading argument.
Correct. I appreciate if that would be revoked, considering he claimed it was adopted.
Well, he's made a lot of accusations, I've got to say.
The unit 40. We'll go the unit 40. So page 177 of our documents, the owners' corporation documents.
Yep. Unit 40 is in relation to the roof leak?
Yes.
This is the secretary, Mr.
No.
Did I let them interrupt you?
So this was the leak that wasn't repaired. We provided the work order of the same, basically when it was, exactly when it was reported. The work order issued to the roofer. The initial works were complete on the 13th of October, we provided that, 2016, we provided that invoice as well. The leak reoccurs on the 21st of April, of which attached the documents for that. The work order issued back on the same day to the roofers to re-attend. Confirmed booking by the contractor on the 24th of April. Followed up on, information emails that we followed up the contractor on the 15th of May, and the 8th of June to get the works done, and the works completed on the 26th of June. And the delay in itself of the works work from that last point were on the contractor and the tenant. However, I just want to show that the leak was now standing from the 10th of October 2016 to the 26th of June 2017. It was actually attended to by our office extremely promptly.
And it's been an ongoing issue.
It's been an ongoing issue. Okay. It was attended to each time that it was reported. The fountain.
Just 1 sec. So do you need a moment to get a tissue? I noticed you can use them.
The fountain, it starts on wave one on page 120 of our notes, the owners' corporation's notes. Page 121 is the minutes from the strata committee meeting, where the water feature in the central courtyard be rectified, waterproof and sealant be applied and mega sealed. And so it was resolved that
it be rectified. Yep.
Until the remedial works of the whole courtyard be done, which is about $1 million worth of work.
Yep.
Be done. And so it was recommissioned, it was re-waterproof and recommissioned to go back to be back into place. Okay. So basically and like the applicant stated, it failed. It was part of the remedial works where for the whole courtyard, where it was actually the whole water feature was going to be removed. That was resolved at the annual general meeting and as per the architect's scope. The architect's scope is, I do have it.
Oh, and the architect scope was resolved.
Yeah, correct. To remove the...
Can you show me where that is?
Yep. So the architect scoped itself, it might be in the applicant's documents. So 320, so the applicant's documents page 322.
Okay, so this is the meeting agenda continued.
Yep, so the motion's actually on page 324, which is the architectural scope. The architectural scope, which includes the drawings there, show that the fountain has been removed.
And it was part of those works?
And it's part of those works.
And that's what it's been done this year. So it was done after the 5th of September 2017.
Great. Well, so we're still raising money. So we're raising special levies to fund the work. So the works haven't commenced as of yet because of the funding. So
that's why it's not being rectified in the meantime?
Correct. So the fountain's going to be removed as part of those works, but we can't start those works until adequate funding is there. We raised a special levy over six quarters, so 18 months, with the last instalment being the 1st of January 2018.
Thank you.
More comment?
Sorry? No, you may not.
The insurance, I know you asked questions in relation to the insurance and the inspection of the books and records under section 183. It's a strata search. Yes, the place, if the two parties can't agree, the owner's corporation is to set the date, the time and the location. As the agent for the owner's corporation, that is us. That's not the applicant. And so we set that date and he refused to attend. For disclosure of any commissions and brokerage or any of the insurance, page our documents, sorry. Page 215 of our documents, the corporation documents. So page 215. Page 216 is the section 60 report, which was part of the annual general meeting correspondence to all owners, which is disclosure of the broker, any commissions.
You might want to open up page 216, seeing you were so interested in this point, and you say you never got information about it. Yeah.
I believe it might even be in... the meeting notice in these documents, which I'll just have to check. It was part of, although I can't actually prove it because I don't have the notice here, it was part of the annual general meeting notice. Would have been for 2017 and 2018. Oh,
thank
2018
you.
Hasn't happened yet, so 2017. The downpipe issue, page 218 of our notes. So just open a couple of pages. The claim is significant delay to the repair, only after the owner ceased paying his strata levies. And then there's just another note. We provide the invoices for all of the works. As you can see, it was $21,208 worth of work. And the subsequent emails between myself and... And basically, to the, all the emails and correspondence is there, but to cut a long story short, the unit is on the edge, and to gain access to it, they couldn't use the anchor points that were originally installed on the building as per the prior works. They had to put a boom lift in the neighbouring building, which houses Australia Post. Australia Post wouldn't permit us to put a boom lift in there because they need constant access. Wouldn't allow us to put a boom lift on the street because there's power lines that are out the front of there. And then so after a fair bit of deliberation, we resolved that the most cost-effective way was to then put anchor points, further anchor points, which were detailed in that first invoice. So an additional 6 anchor points required to undertake the works that were located in lot 39, so the 39 downpipe. So not only is there the invoices, there's all the history trail and the...
And who was the owner of that?
So it shows all the reports and the initial works right back at the start when it was first reported. Fountain step, the front steps. The front steps, so page 124 and 128 to 129. So they are our documents, sorry. Extract from the Strata Committee meeting, we've highlighted that the rectification of the front steps will not be undertaken at this time as it forms part of the scope of the courtyard remedial works. And in the architectural documents which the applicant has in his, on page 327, you can see that the resolution and in the architecturals that it includes the front entry. Page 325 shows the complete redesign of the front entry. So basically, the owners' corporation determined that under section 106, where you have to repair and maintain common property, that was fulfilled by the whole big scope of doing all the works that we were raising the money for, and it was not cost effective to spend. And I did actually get a quote for it, which is in our, how much?
Three and a half.
It's not cost effective to spend $3,500 to
fix
the steps when we're going to rip it all out and fix it anyway.
Thank you.
The wheel clamps. So, as you would know, it's illegal to wheel clamp people's cars.
Seems like we all know this.
Yep, don't have that right.
But the respondent is said to know that. He thinks the bylaws are enough.
I would like to just put on the record, so that bylaw was registered before NetStrata took over the Strata scheme. Right? So it wasn't us that passed that bylaw. We do believe that it's illegal, and that's been stated to the Strata Committee. And also, I have no knowledge of where the wheel clamps went. I have not been charged by the police for stealing wheel clamps, as has been alleged in his documents. Yeah. And the very, very last point. Oh, actually, sorry.
There's a couple of others that I want to ask you. About the wheel clamp, you mean?
No.
Okay. The lights that are on all day or something?
Yep. So I've got... more.
Sorry, I'll probably put you out of
order. 201 to 283.
201?
203. Shows, and this is in line with the applicant's details of when it was reported as an issue, and a work order from the invoice from the contractor to fix up the issues with the lighting.
And that was done on the 19th of April 2017?
Correct.
And he says it's still a problem. Have you had any reports?
We have not had any further reports since the 19th of April, and if you look through the applicant's records, there's also no further reports that's been reported as still an issue.
Okay, thank you.
The photo of the garbage room.
Yes.
That was reported at the start, which I believe is page 158. take a look at his records. I just note for that photo that the bins are outside the garbage room. Okay.
Just bear with me.
Yeah.
One for Ted, yes?
His record.
So the garbage room's inside those two doors.
Correct.
Yeah.
So the bins are outside the garbage room, and it would have been the collection. We had an issue with once the bins are outside, people, then most likely homeless, go through and rummage through the bins. In our documents, 129, in our documents, is all the work that was done in relation to... So, page 129 is just a summary in our words, but then over the next few pages is a breakdown of, proof of that summary. Where we met with council waste management on site. So it's not as simple as just putting a lock on the garage.
Because they have to pick it up.
Yeah, that's how they're going to get the bin. Yeah. And so we need to get council involved and put on a special lock, so a code pad so residents could get in, but also a key where Sydney Council's waste people could get into the bin room to remove the waste. It was also resolved at a strata committee meeting to do that. Within the applicant's documents, it stated that this matter was first raised in 2015. There's no document within there. There's no email or report within his documents that say that it was actually reported in 2015. I've attached the
emails. Just one second, because he seems really surprised. Where's the email that you reported in 2015?
It's not an email. It's the meeting.
Well, where's the minutes of the meeting that says it's reported?
So page 150.
Page 220.
Of yours? 220.
It's. I'm sorry. It says on the very first page where you have your summary, point J. Delay and replace in placing a simple lock in the garbage room. Page 150.
Just bear with me. I just want to see what he's taking me to in 220.
220, minutes of executive meeting, 4th of November 2015.
Yeah, what is
it? Down the very bottom, garbage room, that the strata managing agent arranged a quote for the installation of a code pad for the garbage room door so that unauthorised access cannot be gained.
Okay, I'll copy that.
Okay.
Yeah, my comments were that. So on his document, it said page 150, and page 150 and 151 is the parking, I think. So, yeah.
150 of your documents is a levy notice.
No, of the applicant's documents. So on the front page of the applicant's documents with the index, point J, which is the delay in replacing the lock, putting the lock on the garbage room, is page 150.
Of whose documents?
The applicant. On page 150, it is his note, and then it is the supporting information is the parking emails.
Okay, but what he's saying is that he was first raised in those minutes in 2015.
That's true. I accept
okay.
That.
But you say it's an issue that's been resolved.
Correct. That's it for me. And just the last point that I'd like to put, he was referencing emails at the back, at the very end, in relation to monthly financials and insurance and stuff. We have an online web portal which is blasted out to all owners. Our financial statements for the Owners Corporation are on the web portal and are updated daily. So we provide owners with access to the web portal, access to the financial statements at any given time, and they're updated
daily. I think
daily.
His issue was he wanted to see what commissions or brokerage fees there were, and your Section 60 disclosure says
correct.
There aren't.
Correct. So...
So he wouldn't have seen anything?
No. So I will disclose. So as in the Section 60 document, Strata Insurance Services, which is SIS, is a subsidiary of NetStrata. That is being disclosed, not being hidden. And as per Section 183 of the Act, all owners are entitled with notice to come in and view the permanent records of the owners' corporation. We're not hiding them. That was provided to the applicant, and he declined that part, and then took that as us denying access to the records. And just my final notation, so at the annual general meeting in 20... Sorry, just make sure this is the right one. The other set of minutes that I've just had on my desk. I had a set of minutes. October 18, 2016, I just want to make note for the record, the owners' corporation to a vote of 15 in favour, 1 against, appointed NetStrata.
Is this in the documents?
No, it's not.
15?
15 in favour, 1 against, appointing NetStrata for a 3-year...
Can I take it this gentleman was the one against? He said he was, I think.
He was not financial for the meeting. I believe Mr. was the one against.
Well, he did say that it was voted back in.
And this, you would say that time in the grand scheme of the timeline would show that the vast, vast majority of the owners' corporation is extremely satisfied with our services, and that is reflected in the agenda.
Do you agree that it was 15, 4 and 1 against?
Potentially, but so the last AGM only 2 people attended.
Yes, but this wasn't the large one. This was 2016. Do you agree it was 15-4 and 1 against? I mean, you weren't particularly surprised. It seems that you knew that they had voted them back in. I asked that question a long time ago.
Yes.
Okay.
So I actually left the meeting early, that meeting.
But there were 16 people there?
Yeah, in the last meeting there were 2.
I didn't ask about the last meeting. I'm not sure why you keep telling me about it. I'm asking about that meeting.
Yes.
There were 16 people.
Right, and do you have any reason to disbelieve that there were 15 voted for and 1 against?
No.
No.
I didn't bring that up as an issue.
No, I know. I'm asking you. Okay, anything else?
No, that's it. As far as I care.
Right. Is there any questions you want to ask them, and is there any comments you want to make?
Yes, regarding brokerage, you say that the information was provided. You requested a copy and a breakdown of the brokerage. Where was that provided and when?
Can you shoot me through to a page number from the documents?
Mr. Who?
The secretary. Probably the
last.
Page 174. With the breakdown of insurance, including brokerage fees. That was at an AGM, I believe.
No, it's a letter.
No, it's an email.
Yes, an email.
After the meeting. So we had a meeting, and yes.
But you have a copy of an invoice which has the.
I have a copy, yes. But Mr.
Well, Mr. is not here to complain about that, so what am I interested in that for? He doesn't seem to be concerned about it. He's not here saying that it hasn't happened.
In fact,
I don't even know what happened with it.
It wasn't forwarded on.
Yeah, no, sir. You can't know that. You're not him. It's about you, not about him. Anything else?
What was it? Any evidence? Do you have any evidence to...
I'm telling you that is an irrelevant question. He is not here, and I don't know what happened, and he's not here to give me evidence about what happened. All we have is this email.
Do we have an email showing that
no,
it was provided?
No, because he's not here complaining about it. So why would we have that email?
Okay, so the information wasn't provided.
Excuse me? Just be really careful. You're the one who's making complaints about things not provided to you, and sure, you can give me evidence.
Mm-hmm.
About what hasn't been provided to you. He's not here complaining about this. He can't give evidence about that.
Okay.
What else?
I really don't feel there's any point.
What do you want to say in response to all the things that they raised?
Well, the fountain was left unattended and unrepaired.
No, I'm asking you to tell me. Yep.
For a whole year before any architect drawing was even presented, let alone to be approved.
So are you asking them a question?
No, no more questions.
Why was it left for a year?
So it was maintained and kept going. We had to keep filling it with water because the waterproofing had failed. So the waterproofing of the whole, there's a whole big central courtyard. The waterproofing had failed. The water feature is the centre part of that, which waterproofing had failed. We kept topping it up, kept it going, and then it was determined to stop trying to fix it and let it be removed as part of the big
overall picture
works. Unfortunately, because money has to come from somewhere. We had to stage out the payments of the rectification work for 18 months. In a perfect world, we could have done it in 1 month and then raised the funds and then done all the work. Fortunately, we had to stage it out, which is fair enough. And then at the Strata committee meeting where it was raised again, where the applicant raised it to our office, because we'd been down this path before, we put it on the agenda of the Strata committee meeting for them to give us direction on whether they want to keep us fixing it temporarily until the works are done, and they said yes, and then so we continued on with that, so it's their decision.
Any other questions you want to ask or anything you want to tell me? All right, well, is that both parties' evidence closed then?
Yes.
All right, well, I'm not sure when I'll give you a decision. Wait out in the mail, but I will, of course, look at your documents again, and thank you for your time here today.
Thank you. Just a quick question. I'm not too sure the process of this. An application for costs or the owners corporation's costs?
Sure. I'll make direction provision for directions in relation to costs once I make the decision.
Okay.
There is an opportunity before we go and before I make a decision if you wanted to have some discussions in relation to the matter. Anyone interested in that?
I've presented significant delays.
Yes, I understand. That's not a question I asked.
No.
Thank you.
We just want to get on with the management of the scheme and not have this hang over our heads.
Well, that's why I'm asking. I mean, people can withdraw, they can dismiss, you can come to your own agreement. But if I'm giving you that opportunity, if that's what you want, anyone want that opportunity? I think you said no.
So I don't understand the question.
So I'm going to make a decision, and as you can hear, there is a provision that if I make a decision that whoever wants to make a costs application in relation to the matter,
mm-hmm.
I'm asking whether before I go down that track, before anyone goes down that track, whether or not the parties want to have a discussion to see whether they can come to their own resolution in the matter. Okay, thank you. That was a no from the applicant.
Thanks.